August, most sports seasons, practices, and camps have been canceled in our area due to the coronavirus pandemic. Many athletes, including high school and college seniors, may be experiencing a sense of loss and resentment. High school kids are impacted in a number of ways. They are undergoing hormonal changes and use sports as a way to help reduce stress and control anxiety. As the entire sports community has been forced to make difficult decisions in response to the coronavirus pandemic, student athletes and coaches alike have been left wondering exactly what these changes mean for the future of college athletic recruiting. It is now more important than ever for student athletes to maximize their online presence and to be proactive in starting recruiting conversations with coaches. It's a confusing and challenging time to be a student athlete, especially for those who have dreams of competing at the college level. Official recruit visits, tournaments, and college camps remain on a long list of cancellations and postponements. For younger children, sports are often a way to socialize and build upon those skills. When school and other social interactions have been taken away from them, not having sports can cause a child to feel isolated. Outright cancellations of some high school sports this fall will mean that loss of a year of playing time, which will also mean less game film for potential recruits and fewer opportunities to impress college coaches and set themselves apart from a competitive marketplace of talented athletes. The cancellation of games also impacts many social benefits of global, regional, and many more. Sporting events, which can cause social cohesion, contribute to the social and emotional excitement of fans, as well as their identification with athletes, leading to greater physical activity of individuals. Sports has long been considered a valuable tool for fostering communication and building bridges between communities and generations. Through sports, various social groups are able to play a more central role toward social transformation and development, particularly in divided societies. Within this, sports is used for a tool for creating learning opportunities and accessing often marginal or at-risk populations. The global outbreak of COVID-19 has resulted in the closure of gyms, stadiums, pools, dance and fitness studios, and many more centers, parks, and playgrounds. Many individuals are therefore not able to actively participate in their regular individual or group sporting physical activities outside of their home. Under such conditions, many tend to be less physically active, have longer screen time, irregular sleep patterns, as well as worse diets, resulting in weight gain and loss of physical fitness. Low-income families are especially vulnerable to the negative effects of the stay-at-home rules, as they tend to have substandard accommodations and more confined spaces, making it difficult to engage in physical exercise. Athletes have been limited to non-sport-specific workouts since June, basically conditioning in groups of 10. In Phase 4 of COVID-19, groups of 50 were allowed to work together. If outdoors, different groups of 50 had to be 30 feet away. If indoors, groups were limited to 50 people, regardless of space. Protocols included limiting athletes to 5 hours of participation per day during the summer, requiring coaches and officials to wear masks, and cleaning and sanitizing all of the equipment and facilities. A daily record of body temperature and other COVID-19 symptoms were kept on each athlete. Many athletes and fans around the world have been inconvenienced by the coronavirus pandemic. The cancellation and postponement of major sporting events was a direct blow to the scores of athletes. Taking athletics as an example, athletes often earn when they take part in a race. Postponing or canceling these events frustrated them because such a platform not only gave them their platform to earn money, but to showcase their talent. Also, fans love watching games live or when there is a crowd to cheer with. With most games heading shifting between closed doors, fans are starved of the excitement that comes with the crowd. It will be awful for sports fans, but they will find other things to watch, read a lot of books, take up new hobbies, and probably connect with friends or family in a way that maybe they weren't thinking of before sports when it stopped turning. Honestly, it might be the best thing to happen to live sports in a long time when things return back to normal. Live sports attendance has been in decline for years now, and maybe this situation will make people appreciate the communal nature of events once again.